On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, local philanthropist Richard Weiland has, through his life, rubbed elbows with many celebrities and power brokers. But in this conversation with his daughter, Jeannie, he recalls his late wife and their honeymoon, and Jeannie tells him the lessons his life taught her.
Then you came back to Cincinnati and you met Mom. Tell us about how you...
I was over on a date in Kentucky, and Marcia was there on her senior prom date, and I asked her out, and that was the last date she ever had.
What was it about her that you wanted to...
Well, I knew her. She was my sister's little sister at Walnut Hills, so I saw her then, and she dyed her hair at that point, which I didn't like, but then she was beautiful and smart and a good athlete.
Good dancer.
And she was the best dancer in the Jewish community, and we did a lot of exhibition dancing in those days. We'd go to a party on a Friday night, and we'd dance, and somebody would say, "Will you come back tomorrow night and give exhibition dancing?" We did. We were the best dancers in the community. So she died. She got paralyzed in 1988 from a disc injury. She was in bed for 15 years, and she died in 2003. And... it was a long, long sickness. We lived, I promise I never put her in a nursing home. And I kept my promise. The one thing we'd do every night, we'd stay up till 4 a.m. to watch movies, which she recorded. And we lived on this beautiful unit. And we'd watch till then. And only twice did she try to run me over in her wheelchair. She didn't get me either time. I jumped up on the couch. But it was a tough period for her because she led women's theater. She was a great actress and a dancer. And when she got sick, she tried for a short time. And she found out she could no longer do any of these things anymore because she was in such bad physical shape. And fortunately, death was a blessing when she died in 2003.
Yeah. So, but you had a lot of... you had ups and downs in your relationship, but your honeymoon was a highlight. Tell us about your honeymoon.
I think we were going to Nassau, and in those days, Cuba was controlled by the Batista family, and so I said, "Why don't we go on to Cuba?" And I had been there once before with some friends of mine. So we went to Cuba. We went to Cuba 4 different times. I was there the night before Castro came down and overthrew Batista. And so I haven't been back. I think you have been there. It's on my list of wanting to go there because I love the frozen daiquiris. Cuba is very similar to what it was then. Beautiful place. And we were going to buy a house in Varadero Beach. And we went down to buy it. And we would have bought it for $10,000. We decided not to buy it. And so I love Cuba and I love traveling. I've done a lot of traveling.
All your grandkids, they want to know the secret to your success. So I want to tell you a few things that I learned from you. Mm-hmm. I learned from you to always help people see and understand each other's perspectives and to respect that so that they could come up with solutions and compromises and move forward in a positive way. And I also learned to always acknowledge people for the work they've done to make a difference because that helps them want to continue to do work in the future.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.